And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad that you've tuned into the broadcast this week, and we'll pick things up here in John chapter 5, verse number 17. The scripture says, "But Jesus answered them, saying, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because not only had he broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. The man at Bethesda, there at the pool, waiting for the moving of the water, the Lord Jesus Christ healed him immediately, came back around at a later time, after the Jews had inquired with the man about him carrying his bed home, that it wasn't lawful for him to carry his bed on the Sabbath day, the man said, well, the one that healed me told me to do so. They asked him who it was that told him to do so, and he couldn't answer. A little bit later on, Jesus finds him in verse number 14 in the temple, and he says, You're made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. And I believe that the Lord has saved this man. In the joy and the honesty of his heart, he goes back to the leadership, the Jews, and they're in verse 15 and tells them it was Jesus. And then we see in verse 16 that the Jews are seeking to persecute Jesus. Why? Because he had healed on the Sabbath day. The Lord Jesus Christ making a statement. Anytime that we see in the scripture about the Lord Jesus Christ healing on the Sabbath day, he's making a statement about that he is God. He is the creator of the Sabbath day. He is the creator of the day of rest for man and the day of worship for man. When those religious elite, the Jews, as it says here in the scripture, when they inquire with him about it, he says, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work, in verse number 17. So now the Jews are really, the leadership of the Jews, they're really, really tore up at the Lord Jesus Christ about his position here, what he says. Not only is he healing on the holy day, on the Sabbath day, but now, because he said God was his Father, he's made himself equal with God. Because he's made this statement, he's saying, I am on par with God Almighty. I'm on par with God the Father. And they, any man saying that, you know, no other man could say that but the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God come in the flesh. He is the only begotten Son of the Father, as it tells us in John chapter 3. He is that one. And so because he is such, and he stated that he is such, they understand that he's made himself equal with God. And they, in their minds, they cannot understand how it can be that a man could make such a statement and make such a declaration and a claim that he is equal with God. But the Lord Jesus Christ is, isn't he? He is. The scripture bears that out. He is the manifestation of God in the flesh. Jesus Christ, not a prophet alone, not just another good man, not a man even with great ability to heal, but he is man, the Son of Man, and he is God. He's 100% God, one of the Trinity, as God has manifested himself unto us, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the great three in one, the Son has come down and become a man that he might be an appropriate Savior for his people. And so he is equal with God. He is God. John testified about that in the first chapter of this book that we're looking at, in the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It says later on in that chapter that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Okay, so he's not a God, but he is the God. He is God Almighty. In in Isaiah, his different names, Wonderful Counselor, the Everlasting Father. Oh, the greatness of God is wonderful. The greatness of God is so, it's hard for us to grasp. But the Lord is pleased to condescend to explain himself unto us, but he is above all, and he is great. He's worthy to be praised and worthy to be worshiped, and the Son of God is God. He is God with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. The work of God is great. Now, with this having been said, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to explain something to these and to us through the scripture here, starting in verse number 19, and telling us about what the Father has done in responsibility that he has given to the Son. There's a reason for it. There's a purpose for it. And if you're here and listening to this broadcast and hearing my voice and hearing this message, this portion of Scripture, you need to understand that one day you will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ in judgment. In one way or another, not God the Father, but the Lord Jesus Christ. Not God the Father, but the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Savior, the only Savior. The only Savior, the only human sacrifice that can make a difference, the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read here. In John chapter 5, verse number 19, the scripture says, "Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you." And whenever you see that in the scripture, I've mentioned it to you in the past. When you see this, verily, verily, it means truly, truly. He's saying, listen to this. You cannot do without it. I need your attention. You need to give me your undivided attention. This is information that you cannot function, you cannot operate without in a blessed way before God. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise." So Jesus makes it very clear, he's not a freelancer, but he's been given that of the Father. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the lawyers, the scribes, the Jews, as it's referred to here in this chapter, they take exception with the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he has made himself equal with God in saying that my Father worketh hitherto and I work. Now he's explaining that more, saying he only does what he sees the Father do. That's what he is doing. He is following the Father and what the Father does. In verse 20 it says, "For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel." I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is telling and speaking prophetically about his death and about his suffering on the cross, about his death and about his burial and his resurrection. He said, if you think what I'm telling you and going to tell you here shortly is something to marvel at that really, really disturbs you or troubles you, you wait, because there's more coming that's even going to be greater than this. He says, greater works than these, than me healing this man who's been impotent and waiting at this pool, there's going to be a greater work that you're going to see manifested in me, and you're going to marvel at it. The Father loves the Son. And there's not a thing that the Father has purposed to do that he hasn't revealed unto the Son. And he's going to show greater works than what you've seen even in the healing of this man and other miracles the Lord's done unto this point. Verse number 21, "For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them," that word quickeneth doesn't mean fast, it means made alive. "For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will." Do you hear that? The Son quickeneth whom he will, who he desires to quicken. The Father has life in himself. The Son has life in himself. And as the Father hath life and raiseth up the dead, right? Life is in the hand of the Father. Life is in the hand of God, and maketh alive, quickeneth them. The Son, he does the same. He quickeneth whom he will. So here a statement about life. a statement about not only physical health given to this man at the pool of Bethesda, but also spiritual life. Not only physical life, but spiritual life, which is the greatest need that we have. The greatest need that mankind has is spiritual life, the salvation of the soul, the forgiveness of sins, the granting of eternal life by God unto the sinner. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he wants to, whom he will. Verse 22, listen to this. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. So when it comes time for judgment, it won't be the Father that'll be doing such, but it will be the Son who is the Savior, the Son who is the priest, the Son who is to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Father has committed this judgment unto the Son. Verse 23, the reason for this, that all should honor the Son, it says they're all men in italics in the King James Version of the Scripture, the King James Version translation, that all should honor the Son. Judgment has been given to the Son that men might honor him, that men might revere him, that men might fear him, that men might seek his face, because he is the judge. That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. So he speaks to these fellows, these Jews, this religious leadership of the day. He speaks to them and says, if you don't receive me, you're not receiving the Father who you claim. I make the statement that I'm doing the work of my Father. You're getting upset about my statement of such. But I'm telling you, if you don't receive me, you are not receiving the Father. Verse 23, that all should honor the Father. That's the reason judgment has been given. That all should honor the Son, rather, even as they honor the Father. These men that the Lord was speaking to, they claimed that they honor the Father. But the Lord Jesus Christ is telling them that the Father has given judgment to the Son so that he might be honored on par with the Father, that all should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father. Why? Because the Father has sent him. Honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. If we don't honor the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. If the Lord Jesus Christ is not honored as such, then the Father, who may be claimed by folks, is not being honored also, because it is the work of God to send the Savior. It is the work of God to send the Lord Jesus Christ. There are religions, cults, denominations, whatever you want to call them, different sects, S-E-C-T-S, that say that Jesus Christ was just another prophet, just another good man, just a man coming working miracles. If the Lord Jesus Christ is not received as who he is, as God the Son, God Almighty, one of the Trinity, then the Father is not honored. God whom they claim has been rejected by their rejection of the divinity of the Son. I see that our time has passed for now. Thank you so much for tuning in. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.